Thank you for tuning into our podcast. Me and my brother-in-law, Trent Keith, sell real estate together here in Indiana. If you enjoy our podcast, we'd really appreciate it if you'd leave us a review and subscribe to our channel after you finish listening. Thanks.
People have been waiting on
it. Yeah, there we go. We are live now.
Hello, everyone. I'm Trent Keith with Keith Realty.
Yep, I'm Ethan McNeil with Keith Realty.
Glad to be back.
Yes.
We've got all kinds of good information for you today.
Oh, yeah, all kinds of fun things. And if you are on, as in case you don't know, you can type in a question in the comments and we will answer your question live.
That's right. While we are going.
Yeah, just off the top of our heads. And the answer might not be right, but we're going to answer it.
We just love to answer questions.
We do.
We actually do.
Yeah.
All right. So did we have any people entering in our drawing from last week?
Yes. Hi, David.
What'd you do?
What did I do?
What did you do?
I think I did that. There we go.
Oh, there we go. Now.
Yes. Okay. Yes, we had 17 people, I think.
Awesome.
And enter into our contest last.
Hey, we like that.
Yeah. So we can actually go over some of the comments, but we're going to be doing a drawing here live here in a little bit during this video, and we'll find out who won a $10 gift card.
It's not who had the best idea.
Yes,
you get your
just
ideas
random.
Put in, you're drawn out. So
yeah.
Just because you win doesn't mean it's the best idea in the world. But
yeah, that's right. That's right. So we want to do that or we want to? Okay. All right. You got this paper too.
Okay.
Yep. So here's a few of the comments people had. So our question was to you guys, what kind of business would you like to see in Spencer? What kind of new business? One we don't already have. And a lot of them had to do with things for kids. And in fact, the first comment was from Meg, and she said, anything for some children or adult entertainment, laser tag, rock climbing, both fun and great exercise. So, and there's actually several in here that are about basically entertainment and fun activities for kids and families. So that's a great idea.
Yep. That's right. And there's some fast food places. One of my favorite listed in here, Chick-fil-A. Yeah.
Yes.
That's a good one. We need to get
On board with that one. Somebody needs to start a Chick-fil-A.
That's right. Yeah.
See, they have two over in Bloomington, like side by side. One in the mall and then one right outside the parking lot.
And they forgot about Spencer.
They forgot about Spencer. We are.
Okay. And then we got what we both need, a bakery.
Mm.
Disagree with that, you know.
Yep.
We can get a bakery. We can probably handle that. And then
we might get a little fatter if we had a bakery.
Yeah, probably a little bit more than a little. But anyway, that would probably be all right.
Yeah.
There's a lot of good ideas. You know, people had some good thought they put into these things. You know,
Hobby store. Stacy said a hobby store. Katie said a kids indoor play gym. Amber said indoor park with activities for kids. Again, a bunch of activity related items.
Yeah. Angela, I do have a question though. You said White Castle. I don't know if I want a bunch of people in Spencer eating at White Castle. That could be bad.
Some people like White Castle. Hey, you like.
It's all right to eat. It's just the effects of it's not always the best. So
yeah.
You gotta be careful with White Castle.
Hey, that's like Long John Silver's.
That's true.
People that eat at Long John Silver's, they just don't care about their body.
That's true. Yeah.
Isn't that one of your favorites? That's why I brought it up.
Yeah,
a bowling alley. I like that one. I said a bowling alley.
Like a skating rink.
Robin said a Harbor Freight. What is that?
That's where you buy tools. Like they have truckload tool sales.
Gotcha.
You can buy stuff cheap.
Yes.
But then you got to work.
These are all businesses people would like to see in Spencer. So if you're an entrepreneur with a big budget, go ahead and go to this post on our Facebook page and just start all these businesses.
That's right.
You've got at least 17 customers that will
come. Call Ethan and I to buy your property.
That's
and then
right.
You can start these businesses.
Yes.
Because we can sell you what you need to have these businesses.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Well, those were good. I like those.
So everybody that commented, you are going to be, your name is in this basket right here.
Going to be or is?
It is already,
okay.
Yeah. It's, you're going to be drawn. You have a chance to be drawn.
There you go. Cheers.
Here in just a few minutes.
All
so
right.
Stay tuned.
Right. But next is our news story.
Yes.
Are you going to share something else before we get to the news story?
No, I just had one news story. Since,
go ahead.
Since
and then I'll bring up the next one.
Okay. So I just saw that Bobby Knight was back in Assembly Hall. First time in 20 years or around 20 years. I think it was back in 2000 that he was the last time. So, yeah, that was big news for a lot of IU fans and Bobby Knight fans. And
Yep.
But anyways, that happened, I think, just this Saturday.
Yes, it did.
Yeah.
That was pretty cool.
So.
Yep. That was a very neat thing. He got to come back and they welcomed him with open arms and it was pretty cool. The audience really enjoyed that.
Mm-hmm.
It was neat for him. So that was neat. The other thing is the Pacers lost again last night. The Pacers started out the year really good and they've kind of lost like five or six in a row. It's getting a little rough. If you know of anyone who's involved with the Pacers, I'd really like to talk to them because I'm getting discouraged these last few games.
Yeah.
It's been a little rough on the Pacers here lately.
I can't say the guy's last name, but Victor Oladipo. Yeah, he came back, didn't he?
He came back. And since he's came back, I don't think they
won. Uh-oh.
Right.
I knew a lot of people were waiting on that, so.
Yeah. I think it is partly because he just came back. Figure out how to work him in with everybody else because he hasn't been playing with these newer guys. So they'll be all right, but I'd like to see him start winning again.
Yes.
So. Okay. are we ready for questions?
Yeah.
Any other news stories? For
no, today? We are ready for questions. So we have some here that we're going to answer, but if you're on with us live and you have any questions, just go ahead and comment. So far we have a comment of hey and yes. I don't think those are questions, so.
Hey, yes, that's what people always say when we're live.
Yeah.
Hey yes.
So if you do have a question, you can comment. Go for it.
Okay. Our first question for the day. I have an old rickety shed on my property. Should I tear it down before I sell? If it is like it sounds, yes. Tear it down. If you're not sure, and there might be someone who could make it sturdy again and usable, then that's a different story. But if it's in bad shape, it's an eyesore and really just needs removed, anything like that you can get off the property before you sell will help the value of your property.
Yes.
Definitely. So the quick answer would be yes.
Yes. Yep. Yeah, because I think there's even some loans that were a little bit, they don't like loaning on properties. Oh, you're shaking our table.
I am.
They don't like loaning on properties if there's structures that could be a safety hazard. So, yes.
Correct.
I could just be making that up, but that seems familiar to me. The other thing, next question is, I can't find any four-bedroom houses that I like in my price range, what should I do? So first off, you should contact us, contact Keith Realty, and we will help you find houses. We'll keep our eye out for you. But really, that's something that is really needed in Owen County, especially, but even in Bloomington, and is four bedrooms, three bedroom even, houses that are in people's price range. So you're not alone. If you're having a hard time finding that perfect house in your price range, just keep your eye on the market and get in touch with a real estate agent, because a lot of times those houses will go almost, you know, immediately as soon as they hit the market. So if you're in touch with us ahead of time, then we can keep you updated and let you know, hey, we just listed this house. It's perfect for you, and get you in there right away. So
that's right.
Yeah,
definitely. Okay, the next question. Do I need to put an offer in on a home right away after I've seen it, or do I need to, or can I wait a few days before I put in an offer? You can wait a few days. The way the market's been, it may not be there in a few days. if you are comfortable with the home that you are looking at and you want to put an offer anywhere close to what they're asking, you will need to do it right away. That's why we are constantly talking about getting a pre-approval letter, because if you look at a home and you don't have your pre-approval letter and you say, I want to put in an offer, and then by the time you get pre-approved, it may be too late to put in an offer. So things are moving fast. Be prepared to make an offer. If you're going to go look, have your pre-approval letter ready and be ready to put in an offer if it's what you want. Yes. For sure.
Yeah, it's case by case on that, because definitely listen to your real estate agent, because they'll know if it's one that's going to go quick, you definitely need to put your offer in. But if it's a house that is needing a lot of repairs and is basically a piece of junk, then maybe you should wait a few days before you put in an offer on that, and kind of weigh the pros and cons of what you're getting into. I guess I got the next question. Okay, the next question. I don't know what that means there. Can I parents gift me money for a down payment? I think you meant, can my parents gift me for a down money for a down payment? And yes, you can, but there are stipulations on that. And you are going to want to talk to a mortgage broker or bank that's doing your financing for the house, and talk to them how it has to be done. Because there's different stipulations and regulations on that, that depending on the type of loan you're doing, that could play into how they give you the money. Yes. So, and I don't know all the details on that because I am not a mortgage broker. So,
yeah. And I have had another question recently of properties that come up for sale, and the husband and wife work different shifts, and a new house pops up, and they really are interested, but it's like a week and a half before they could both go see it. So their question is, what do we do? It's a week and a half before we both go see it. It seems like it's in the price range it needs to be. If that's the case, we recommend you contacting us right away. And whichever one can go see it and see if it's something you're interested in. If it is, then we can do a second showing to your spouse at a different time frame, because you can't wait a week and a half the way the market is right now. If the house is in the right range and it's what people are looking for, you need to get in right away.
Yes.
See it for sure.
Yep. The other thing you can do is just let one spouse decide, make the decision, put in the offer. And then if the house is not what you wanted, you can blame them for the rest of your life that they bought the wrong house. So that could also work. It'd get you in there quicker. Oh, that's the end of our questions.
Highlighted listings.
Really. Yes. After we highlight these two listings, we will be doing a drawing. So stick with us. But the first property we wanted to highlight was the Mobley Drive lots that we have for sale. We have three lots still for sale. Ooh, where are we going? Wrong property. We have three lots for sale. They're each like around 3 to 4 acres. One might even be closer to 5 acres. But there's three lots, and they're about 3 to 4 acres, and they're each $26,500. And they're out in the southern part of Owen County.
Southeast.
Yeah, southeast. And they got a Spencer address, but they are a little bit of a drive out of Spencer. But they are great places to build. If you are looking for land to build, they do need a well and septic. They do have subdivision restraints. So, but if that's something you're looking for, land, definitely check those three lots out. And the other one.
Next one is on White Road.
Yes.
There it is. 29.56 acres on White Road. 114.9. This is a flood area. It gets water definitely on a good portion of this property. Mm-hmm. And it's something that would be recreational. You're not going to be able to go out there and build a new home on the main part of the land, but you can use it as a recreational area. And it's definitely one you'll want to look at. It is technically, the address says 00 White Road. What you'd want to do is come in by our office and we can kind of show you on a map where it's at. And then we can even run you out there if you want to drive by, whatever. But that is just under 30 acres for $114,900. And that's something to consider if you want like a recreational type area.
All right, we are ready to draw names for our contest.
All right, the big drawing. I think I drew last week, so it's your turn this week.
Okay.
So we have a bunch of names in here.
Yes.
Of people who had good ideas for our businesses. Yes. Let's see who's the luckiest.
All right. I'm mixing it up again.
Is that what you're doing? I thought you just couldn't pick it up or something.
All right, Kevin Wright.
Kevin Wright, you're the winner.
You are the winner, and that is backwards on Instagram, but right on Facebook. Okay.
So you want a gift card, and all you have to do is come in by our offices and see our smiling face. Just come in by our office and see our smiling faces. That's better.
But that is not the only reward you will be getting. It is also, you'll have a gift card waiting here for you.
That's true. On top of our smiling faces.
On top of our faces.
Yeah, that's true.
Not on top of our faces, but okay.
All right. What else we got going?
We will be doing another contest that we have not figured out what that's going to be yet, and we will probably make a separate post. So next week we'll do another drawing for another contest, but we don't know what that contest is. So keep an eye on our Facebook and Instagram pages.
See, this is what we do to get you checking on our social media. Because mm-hmm. if we tell you everything in one post, then you won't look at the others.
That's right. Yeah. Yeah. We try to keep you hooked. So, what are we doing? Ending quote.
There you go.
Did you get one?
No, and my quote is on the phone that we're videoing for Instagram.
Whoops.
So. Sorry, I have to leave it to yours this week.
Okay, well, I have the one and only quote for our sign-off. This is by Jefferson Bethke.
Yeah, that's him.
Yep.
Old
Bethke. I like this quote. It says, "Thankfulness is the quickest path to joy."
Hey,
so,
that's
there you go.
Good.
Yep.
That must mean we're pretty thankful because we're joyful most of the time.
Yes, yeah. If you're not, maybe you should be thankful. So,
you'll be joyful.
There you go. All right. Be sure to comment or direct message us or email us or however you want to contact us with questions that we will answer next week. And anything else?
No, I think that's it for this week. We appreciate everyone who tuned in. We're still getting, look at that, more ideas on businesses, a detail shop come through.
He said that last time.
I know, but he done it again.
Yeah.
And then he said what?
I don't know.
So
what
I don't know.
Okay.
We're thankful for everyone who tunes in.
Yes.
That makes us joyful. How about
there you
that?
Go. Yes, it does. Yes.
I'm Trent Keith with Keith Realty.
Yep. I'm Ethan McNeil. Have a good week.
Thanks for listening. I hope you learned something new. If you have some of your own questions you'd like to ask us, then please send an email to questions@keithrealty.net. That's questions@keithrealty.net. And we'll see if we can't answer your questions on our next show. See you next time.